What's going on, everyone? It's Bluff here, and you know what's more American than America's 250th birthday? Supporting American-owned companies like SpinQuest, America's number one social casino with over 1,000 games like Live Dealer Blackjack and Craps. They're offering new users a $30 coin package for just $10. Go to SpinQuest.com and sign up today.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I've never thought about it, but I know some of you may be thinking about having some sort of penis enlargement.
Yep.
Never stop thinking about it.
A few of you may be thinking about getting it smaller. I doubt it.
Smaller?
Yeah.
Can you do a penis reduction?
Sure. I mean, if they can make it bigger, they can make it smaller, right?
You would say,
right.
Name one thing that only can get bigger.
No one's ever done that, though, right? There hasn't been one person have a penis reduction surgery.
I don't
surgery.
Know. If I was one of those crazy, like, what is it, Jonah Falcon or something,
yeah,
where he's got like a 2-footer, I would go ahead and get that
and then
thing.
Be left with just his personality?
Yeah, I guess at least
thumbs down.
Something.
No, there was just some story where it was like, the largest penises in the world. And the sub-headline, Kaylin, I saw this on vacation, the sub-headline was, sometimes the women aren't that into it. And then they interviewed each of the guys. I'm like, you guys are all weirdos.
Yeah, I don't think it's the penis. It's the problem. Yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm, that's also a problem.
Yeah.
But, you know, nobody likes smashing into the ceiling. Well, Matt was unhappy. He was one of dozens of people who were unhappy with his penis and sought genital enhancement surgery as a solution.
Okay.
But the 46-year-old told the Daily Mail that his dream treatment turned into agonizing ruin because it felt like a blank blank had been implanted in his now misshapen penis. Two words, you'd find in the kitchen or in the... We keep ours in the laundry room.
Pair of scissors?
Boy, that'd be really bad.
Two words.
Broom handle.
Oh, a broom handle. Oh, mm-hmm. Oh boy.
I mean, okay. I don't know. Sounds solid.
Yeah.
Is that what you're shooting for?
I mean,
unless you're getting splinters or something. What would
you That wouldn't be great.
Or unless it's exactly that straight. Like, there's just no shape to it at all. It's just... Like, yeah. It just looks all weird. You look like
always.
You look like Pinocchio.
He spent an additional $300,000.
Whoa!
To get his Franken-penis surgery corrected.
Man, I hope he started with a micro-penis or something, and it wasn't just like, well, it was only 6, so I wanted it to be 8.
Yeah,
like,
I wanted a real
stupid.
Hog.
Yeah, that'd be stupid.
They say dozens of other men are seeking similarly dangerous treatments in pursuit of the perfect penis, driven by feelings of insecurity in their appearance or inadequacy in the bedroom. For some, the mission to have one longer and thicker and more aesthetically pleasing has backfires. And then they have, you know how the USA Today was always famous for their infographics?
Oh, yeah.
Well, the Daily Mail's getting on board. They just have a picture of two things. One, an injection, and it's a big cartoonish hypodermic needle.
Okay.
That one costs about, it's in pounds, so 1,000 pounds. And the other one is just like a splint, a 2/3 of a full cylinder. They just throw in there. Looks like you're going to throw it in so they can put the ditch underneath the road.
Oh God.
Whoa.
He paid $12,500 for the penis implant. Matt did.
It's not a bad price.
No, but it was 250,000 pounds to get it taken out.
Oh,
another man described how silicone implants fractured and they were found floating around inside his fleshy submarine 5 years after the surgery.
Oh, nobody wants to find anything floating around in them.
No, that's bad.
So it all just broke apart.
Did he go to an actual doctor for this?
They make
or was,
it?
Or was this one of those things that we
question.
Hear about on the news where it's like,
butt implants in
local man. Mm-hmm. His penis implant office was shut down in the barn.
Yeah, yeah. After he made penises better by injecting ranch dressing.
That is a local story that pretty similar.
Yeah.
Clinics specializing in these procedures offer a wide menu of treatments for men seeking a larger package. One of them is called the Penuma implant. That's a silicone structure surgically inserted, similar to, like, breast implants.
Yeah.
Other treatments involve cutting an internal ligament in the groin area
Mm-mm.
to make it appear longer.
No.
So like there's a ligament in there that its entire job is to make it look shorter.
It's to hold it probably in where it's supposed to be. I think I like to think that all my ligaments are like doing something and I should just leave them alone.
Mm-hmm. No one's ever like, oh man, tore a ligament in my knee. Now I can run so much faster.
Mm. Yeah. If somebody said, oh, you could be a little taller if we just cut your leg ligaments. No. So
other people inject substances like collagen gel and hyaluronic acid to thicken it.
Acid.
Man.
Doesn't a penis pump just make it thick, too?
No.
I don't know anyone who's ever actually had one other than Austin Powers in the movie. That's not something most guys would ever bring up. Like, hey, you guys want to come over and help me spread this mulch? Sure. Hey, guys, while you're here, check this pump out. I just washed it. Try it on. Like, that would never happen.
It just makes it really swollen.
I'm really glad that I don't have penis sadness like these guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm very content.
I do not wish to augment any part of my body. There are things I'd like to improve, but...
Apparently, the COVID pandemic... Much. After that was coming to its conclusion, when people could have elective procedures again, they saw a boom in penis enhancement surgeries. And while they can't directly link it, they are saying it's linked to the spike in porn watching during COVID.
Makes sense, I guess.
You know. Back to Matt, the guy that spent £250,000 or almost $300,000 to get his Franken-penis fixed. It's not that he wasn't seeking size. He was after aesthetics.
Oh, he just wanted to make it look prettier?
He had a slight left curve.
Oh, my God, you dumbass.
So he wanted to just bend it back?
And he wanted to straighten it out.
So he did all that because of that. Like, slight curves are totally normal. Like, yeah. I mean...
Also, everybody knows private parts aren't pretty. You're trying to
it's
make
pretty
your,
rare.
Yeah, I mean, what are you going to put a hat on it and take a picture?
Yeah.
Googly eyes.
Yeah, I got bad news for you. The reason you're not getting as much as you want to probably has nothing to do with your penis. It's your dumb personality.
Well, he had a girlfriend. I think it's still his girlfriend.
Oh, man.
And she must have been on board with it somehow. But afterwards, she described it, quote, "It feels like a steak knife when we're having sex."
Ugh. Unquote. Oh, that must feel great for everyone.
Oh.
It made his penis not less misshapen, but more misshapen.
Oh, did they put it in the wrong way so it bends even more to the left now?
Now it looks like a cross. It goes perpendicular.
No good.
Excruciating pain. It's like a broom handle. I was pacing up and down in my apartment every night in pain. You don't feel like you can have a sexual intimate partner or experience with one you love. You feel distant, separated, and solitude. The swelling got so bad, his girlfriend, who's a registered nurse, drained 230 milliliters of fluid from it.
Oh, that's a lot.
It seems like a lot.
Sounds like it. Yeah, that's quite a load of fluid.
Yeah.
I don't think she drained it in the traditional sense, like more of a nursing sense, like with a needle.
Yeah, that's too bad.
What fluid is that?
Just infection fluid?
I assume it's pus.
What a horrific sentence.
All right, 230 milliliters.
Infection fluid. You're probably right.
Yeah.
But, God.
Okay, so in American, that's 8 fluid ounces, which is about the size of this.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
That's a lot.
Oh, man.
You know, it smelled like rancid milk.
Now, once he got it taken out, the thing that he had shoved in there, everything was fine. Is what he thought it would be.
Oh, no.
But scar tissue had formed over his penis as a result of the procedure.
And
now blood flow was greatly restricted, preventing it from stretching and expanding. So it would grow, but the blood wouldn't go to the right spots.
So
boy, if you
like
are,
his balls got hard or something.
I don't think that. I think it did. The penis just looked like a bunch of bullfrog necks.
Oh, bleh. God, that's making me feel weird.
Bleh.
If you're unnecessarily that unhappy with parts of your body, don't call a surgeon. Go to BetterHelp. Talk to a psychologist or a psychiatrist and figure out why your brain is broken.
Now,
start messing with stuff that works already on your body.
Now, he did eventually find a surgeon who could fix it. And now his penis looks, what's the word he says?
adequate.
Okay. Now, unlike Matt, a man named Emmanuel Jackson didn't pay to get a bigger penis. Nope. He won a free penis enlargement surgery in 2013.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, oh, I remember
what
when we did that.
What contest is this?
We did name that tune in 2013 and somebody got a bigger wiener out of it.
Yeah. Something tells me he didn't sign up for that at the local county fair.
He was 26 and he was left with fractures of his silicone implant inside his penis. He did not report any issues, but it had fractured into pieces and they were floating under his skin. So you could see bumps of silicone.
Well, that might have been ribbed for her pleasure.
Doesn't sound like it.
Oh.
He had gone to one surgeon, and the surgeon said it's pretty likely that these silicone bumps are going to get infected and kill the skin.
Like on the out on the outside.
I think, yeah. From the inside out.
It's going to rot.
Necrosis or penile death are a possibility.
Penile.
That's not a thing, like right? Oh, that's just someone saying two words together to make it sound terrifying.
Maybe he's got my penis.
Maybe the infection fluid gets to be a little too much, and that's how you die. Mm-hmm.
Oh,
drink
boy.
Up, Steve.
Yuck.
Oh, yeah. Boy. They're only okay if you have if you do want to have a government. In the United Kingdom, if you want to have the government pay for penis enhancement, because they have federalized health care,
mm-hmm.
you have to be able to prove that you were born with a micro penis 2.8 inches or less to be eligible.
Yeah, so it's barely functional. It's so little.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But for everybody else, they're
cosmetic.
Just,
yeah,
they're just having too much of a good time.
Yeah, it's pointless cosmetic surgery. Don't mess with your penis, guys. Leave it alone.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.